This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You ain't brought pain to the person, but you destroyed a generation that was to come. You destroyed a generation that was meant to come. You think the father and the mother, you think they didn't want to see their child to have a child so they could have grandchildren?
Sure.
You try to do the work of Allah, and that is, Allah is the one who gives life, and Allah is the one who gives death. And the same thing, whoever goes out believing that he could kill people, jack people and rob people and bring people's lives to an end, you will face the punishment of Allah in this world and in the next. And the person who killed this person, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the killer will be in the fire of Jahannam. It doesn't matter. It does not matter at this moment of time that whatever dua he makes, because this is the right of the person, that if he forgives or the family forgives, then Allah will lift that punishment and Allah will not throw him in Jahannam. But for at this moment of time, while we are standing here, this person who's locked up or is caught up in the justice system, he will face the punishment of Allah in this world and in the next. And those who live a life of disobedience, who live a life of sin, believing they're gonna live in this world forever, I swear by Allah, you will die the way the previous nations died. Your forefathers left this world, your uncles and aunties left this world. No one will remain on the face of this earth. Everyone will die. And when a person who lives a life of disobedience, who lives a life of sin, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has made it very clear that the time of death, the one who lives a life of sin, Allah will punish him at the time of death. How? He will send Malak al-Maut with 12 eyes, blacker face, fire leaping out from his mouth, coming out from his nose, with a forked iron rod, with 500 angels behind him, with whips and embers made out of fire. And they will come to this person. You wanna kill people? You wanna jack people and rob them and bring their lives to an end and stab them up? Then there's no way Malak al-Maut will have pity at this time. He will put this ember underneath this person's neck and he will say that, come out to the fire of Jahannam, come out to the fire of hell, where there is scorching winds, scalding water, shadow of black smoke, no cool, no refreshing. And he will rip his soul out. But for the good believer, it's a different ball game. And many of you may know that when the person passed away, the soul leaves the body. And then the soul is taken by these angels. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, beautiful angels, 500 in number. And they come with flowers. And they come to this person. And they take the soul. And then they bring the coffin, the white shroud from paradise. They wrap the soul. And then they take it all the way to the heaven. He knocks on the door, the angels. Who is it? It's the son of so-and-so, mentioning his father by name in paradise. The gates are open. And the announcement is made that write his name in the scrolls of Jannah and let his body go back into the grave. And his soul floats back and he goes back into the grave at this moment of time when we are talking. His soul is back in his grave, in his body. I swear by Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not a liar. Our religion is fact and is haq. Wallahi. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he's in his grave. The soul is in the grave. He could hear every single thing. Until we walk away. Until the last person walks from this place, there'll be two angels that will come in his grave. Munkar and Nakir. And they will ask him his questions. What is your deen? Who is your Lord? What is your deen? And who was the man who was sent to you referring to the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Wallahi, he will pass it like flying colors. Why? Six, 7 weeks. Alhamdulillah, he's become six, seven, it's been about a while now. Alhamdulillah, he became Muslim. Allah the Almighty has honored him. He will pass this test like flying colors.
Amen, inshallah.
But on the other hand, and this message to everyone, that if you live in this world believing you're going to live forever, you better change your mind. You know why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that in the grave, when a person wants to kill people, who wants to jack people, who wants to live a life of disobedience, then in the grave there's two angels. When they come to a person who lives a life of disobedience, their eyes flash like the flash of lightning. Their voices rumble like thunder. Their canine teeth looks like the bull's horns. And they have a hammer with them so heavy that if every single person tried to get together and try to move an inch of this hammer, they will not be able to do so. And these angels will strike this person in the grave until the whole grave is full of fire. My brothers, sisters, I end by saying that may Allah make us from amongst those people who will give justice.
Amen.
And Allah will give justice.
Amen.
I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla, the Mighty, the King of the world, Master of the universe, the one, the only. Oh Allah, forgive his sins.
Amen.
Oh Allah, make him a house in Jannah.
Amen.
Oh Allah, widen his grave far as the human eye can see.
Amen.
Oh Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, and we believe in it, that every night and every morning he's shown his destination towards Jannah. Oh Allah, I beg you, show him destination Jannah.
Amen.
Oh Allah, forgive every sin that he committed.
Amen.
Oh Allah, in the month of Ramadan, oh Allah, elevate his status.
Amen.
Oh Allah, forgive his family.
Amen.
Oh Allah, elevate his family in this life and in the next.
Amen.
Oh Allah, make him from amongst those people who will drink from the fountain of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, colder than ice, sweeter than honey, so many cups they will outnumber the stars in the galaxy. Oh Allah, make him from amongst those people that he will be raised with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah.
Amen.
He'll be raised with Khalid bin Walid.
Amen.
In Jannah.
Amen.
He'll be raised with Salahuddin in Jannah.
Amen.
He'll be raised with the pious people in Jannah, and he will enter Jannah with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Amen. 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 Ya Rabbul Alameen. Jazakallah.